danger. Cut the lights. This is it. The night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a pot. We know every card by heart.
Hello there, true believers. This is Head Speaks, a proud member of the Headcast Network family of shows. As usual, I am your host, Aaron Moss, a.k.a. Head. This is my mostly monthly Headcast, where I talk about comics, movies, role-playing games, TV shows, and anything else geeky that I want.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Hey, True Believers, Brother Ed here. I know this isn't the first Tuesday of the month. Actually, tomorrow's actually the second Tuesday, which I'll release in G.I. Joe. But I want to drop this special, very special episode. News just came through my Facebook feed, and that's where I get most of my news. I verified a couple different sources. But sadly, it appears that our great, mighty lord of comics, Stan Lee, has sadly passed on. Yes, news just came out. Here's a little ago from when I'm recording this. The Stan Lee comic great has passed away. Before I go any further, I'd like to offer a moment of silence for the great and powerful Wizard of Comics, Stan Lee. Okay, 10 seconds long enough right now. In fact, it's on my TV right now. Stan Lee dies at 95. Created Marvel Comics and dozens of iconic characters, passed away Monday at 95. Someone posted on Facebook. I saw a couple of posts on Facebook, so I looked across the internet, and I did find several sources that said that Stan Lee, at age 95, passed away. I know a lot of people give Stan Lee grief because he's the ultimate hype man. He claims credit for all the Marvel properties. But, and a lot of people say, well, you didn't create them, Jack Kirby or Steve Ditko or this person or that person. And, as far as I'm concerned, Stan Lee had a hand in creating a lot of them. How much he did, how much the other creators did, we'll probably never really know the true answer to that. Each one will claim what they claim, and so be it. But Stan Lee, I don't care what you have to say, Stan Lee had a hand in creating most of Marvel's characters, especially the beginning characters, the stable of characters that we know and love today. Spider-Man, Steve Ditko helped. Again, who knows how much each did, but Stan Lee had a hand in Spider-Man. The Uncanny X-Men, the Mighty Avengers, all these great and wonderful, the Fantastic Four, America's first comic book family. Stan Lee had a hand in creating all these. And not only did Stan Lee help create these, but he was the face of not only Marvel Comics, but comics in general. If you think about comic books, whether you're a fan or not, even people that aren't fans of comics, when you mention comic books, the first creator they're going to think of is Stan Lee. Why? Because he was, as I said, the ultimate hype man. He was out there promoting comics. As Marv Wolfman said in a post he just recently posted today, that Stan Lee, back in the 60s and 70s, comics were dying. They're almost dead. People didn't care about comics. Stan Lee got out there, got the word out. Stan Lee hyped it like there was no tomorrow. That's what Stan Lee did. Stan Lee, he was a titan. He created, like I said, I keep saying the same thing, but it's true. He created a lot of the Marvel characters. He had a hand in them. He was just a great, great man. He did do some work with DC back in the late 90s, early 2000s. There was Stan Lee creates the DC Universe. He kind of revamped some of their characters for one-shots. And while I may not enjoy everything Stan Lee did throughout his life, I enjoy a good majority of it. And Stan Lee, he was a great man. He was a living legend. And now Stan Lee has gone on to a better world. The last few years, we've heard a lot of things come out saying that Stan's been abused and mistreated in his older age, forced to do things maybe he may not wanted to do. Set out these signings, people helped him sign things, he was just out of it. And that's sad to hear. Stan Lee deserves some peace before he passed on. But at least now he's moved on to better realms, he's joined the other creators that's gone before him. But no matter what you may have to say, what you think about Stan Lee, he was a creative genius, in my opinion. He was the ultimate hype man, he helped save comics. He helped create comics. Again, comics, I'm not going to be one of these that says comic books wouldn't be where they're at without Stan Lee. But you know what? Comics wouldn't be where they're at without Stan Lee. Yes, without Stan Lee, someone else may have came along and done what Stan did, or they may have been a different landscape. But Stan Lee is the backbone of comics. Again, comics will survive without him, but it'll be a less creative place, and it'll be a sadder place, in my opinion. And that's really it all I wanted to say. I just wanted to wish Stan, say thank you to Stan very much. I sadly never got to meet him. Got close one time. This was after I first got into comics. There was a comic convention in Fresno, California, near where I lived. So I went, and Stan was showing up there, so I tried to get in. But again, my life story, day late, dollar short. By the time I heard about it, by the time I got to the room where he was at, they already closed it off. Their capacity wouldn't let no one else in. So unfortunately, sadly, I never got the pleasure, and I never will get the pleasure of meeting the great man, Stan Lee. I would have liked to meet him, shake his hand, tell him thanks for the many years of stories, but I'm sure many people have done that. I'm sure several of you may have, but... Oh, I just want to drop a quick little message, because again, Stan Lee's been a big part of my life, what he's done, his work, his characters. I grew up with a crappy father, a stepfather technically, that wasn't worth anything. My grandfather was a great man, but a lot of what I've learned about how to be a good man, not only came from my grandfather, but came from Stan Lee and the comic characters he helped create. So, and that may be pushing things a bit, but again, it's Stan frickin' Lee, and there's my TV again. Stan Lee dies at 95. I've got DirecTV. I've got to pause so I can do this real quick. And so it flashes entertainment news stories, and that keeps flashing up every so often. But I don't know what to say. Stan Lee's gone. It's a living legend. I think we can say there won't be another like him. And there are other creative people out there. There's going to be comics coming for generations to come. But I don't know. And I'm sure we could get another hype man like Stan Lee, but I haven't seen it yet. I know Joe Quesada, he's trying to be the Stan Lee type hype man. I've got problems with what he's done with the company. But that's another story entirely. So, I don't know, this is just a quick little less than 10 minutes head speaks just to honor the great man that Stan Lee. So, everyone bow your heads, give a thanks to Stan Lee for everything he's done for us. And if you're listening to this, if you're a fan of me or a fan of comics, so definitely let's give thanks to Stan for everything he's done. As I said, Stan Lee, you've got a great big bucket of wind. And you will be missed, kind sir. I'm going to close this episode out. Be sure to be here. I'm not ready to promote all my shows like I normally do. I will say tomorrow, I should be releasing an episode of G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast. Unfortunately, it won't be a regular episode. It's just going to be me talking because I didn't have time to get the guys. So we'll be covering the regular issue, but we'll see. Listen tomorrow and listen. Also, I'm working on a new podcast, A Tale of Two Worlds, A Heroes Unlimited podcast. I've got first episode done for the most part. I'll probably try to release it at the beginning of the year. Also, I'm looking at the beginning of the year releasing a Patreon page for those who wish to help out and help support the Headcast Network. But that's all I'm going to say. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, when you go to bed tonight, say a prayer for Stan Lee. And we'll see you in the next life, Stan. Thanks for everything. Excelsior, true believers!